listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with what's making news around Victoria. Infrastructure Victoria is today expected to make a number of recommendations to the state government looking at how they can protect the state's roads, railways and energy systems against big climate events and extreme weather. Some of those recommendations include injecting strengthening foam into the road bitumen and bundling power lines with insulation. Friday night's three-car collision in Pine Lodge in the Goulburn Valley has sadly turned fatal. A number of people were injured in the crash after three cars came together. Sadly, a 17-year-old girl has subsequently passed away in hospital. Major Collision Investigation Unit detectives are continuing their investigations. Looking elsewhere, police have charged a man after an alleged theft and stabbing in Maryborough on Sunday. The 29-year-old allegedly slashed a woman with a box cutter before later fleeing with cash from a woman near an ATM. He's facing multiple charges and was expected to face Bendigo Magistrates Court yesterday. Accused Gippsland mushroom cook Erin Patterson fronted court for the first time in 5 months via video link yesterday. She's been warned of lengthy delays in her court process but doesn't want her case heard in Melbourne. A magistrate will make a final decision in a fortnight's time. An independent Aussie airline, Bonza, which provides routes to and from the border and Mildura, has slammed reports of financial instability. Reports have surfaced that the airline needed operational advice from a consultancy firm. In a statement, an airline spokesperson says they have no relationship with Cordamentha and they are not restructuring. Wangaratta Rover product and former Murray Bushranger Darcy Wilson has taken out the AFL Rising Star nomination for round 6 following a stellar effort in St Kilda's clash with the Bulldogs. The 18-year-old managed a goal, 15 disposals and gained 442 metres despite the squad's loss. He's played every game since round 1. And in the Coates Talent League, the Bendigo Pioneers have snagged victory over the Western Jets.